Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Capital Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how taking action and getting things done is better than waiting to have everything perfect start. Before we do that, though, I want to take a second and talk about Capital Fridays REI consulting program. Guys, we're really excited to be offering this. Basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing accounting, or you've been at this for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you have to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch with you to help you get started.
Done is better than perfect today. And it's great to see this show because I think we can relate to this in so many ways. With, entering the third week of the new year, most people have a new year, new me goal. They're getting started. And I'm going to be honest and say probably 90% of us have paused or we're waiting. And to me, the scary part is what I'm hearing on some of these consulting calls we're getting at them, and it's the asking for permission or it's not perfect, so I can't get started, and it's got to be ideal. So I'm excited to see. You should be able to hear our failing forward here, episode 9, and the sound quality that you're getting today is 10 times better than it was when we started. You know, Adam, walk us through this podcast and, you know, our little endeavor here, what our new year was going to bring to us, how we were going to get launched, and where we are today.
Yeah, man, this is a really important podcast for anyone to hear, because we are living this example of failing forward, of not waiting until it's perfect to get going. We actually sat down probably 2 weeks before the show aired. I mean, we decided to do a podcast, and then we really thought all we were going to have to do is just plug some headsets into the computer and just start talking. And that was Christmas Eve. We sat down, we were all hyped up, we had notes, we were ready to go, and all of a sudden it doesn't work.
We plugged in and it didn't plug in.
So we're like, well, let's see if Guitar Center's open. So we ran down to Guitar Center. They priced us out of being able to do this. They wanted the best studio equipment stuff, and we weren't really ready to pay for that. So we essentially just rigged it. We got some stuff off Amazon, we came home, or we ordered it when it came in, and neither one of us are studio engineers.
No.
If you're listening to the first few episodes, you'll notice that the sound isn't exactly perfect, but we got started. I think that's the most important part here, is we could have figured it all out. We could have taken some coaching. I mean, there's tons of podcasts coaching. We could have just sat and worried about it until it was perfect and then launched, but what we decided to do was learn after each episode. So we literally sit here, we film a show, we listen to it, say, what could we have done better? And I think that's important no matter what you're doing. I mean,
that's great. The feedback loop that you have to have, whether it's with a partner, whether it's with, you know, just your own business, and you're having those honest conversations with yourself. The look on the guy's face at Guitar Center when we walked in there, this guy was a producer, DJ, and we're like, oh yeah, we thought we'd just plug in these headsets. You know, we see it all the time on these other podcasts where these guys just have headsets plugged in and they're into this computer. But man, there was, we ended up downloading like 3 different softwares to get us up and going. Mixer boards, you may see, microphones, splitters for your headphones so we can actually hear the audio. I mean, it's crazy. What are these things called? Shock.
Don't touch it.
Yeah. Shock mounts, and then some pop filters just to help clean up the studio, the sound.
I didn't even know what a pop filter was.
And no idea. And then when we put it all together, we thought, oh, we got it figured out. I mean, this is episode, what, 1, 2, 3, we're figuring it out. Episode 4, we thought episode 7, we thought we nailed it, and it just made it louder. And it did none of the pre-production stuff. And my hat's off to you, Adam. You've spent a lot of time getting this figured out and working through it. And then I know next week we have Chad Beck from Royal Sons coming in to look at our production piece and help dial it in a little bit more. So every week we're trying to get better, because we think the content we have is delivering to our listeners. And I know you pulled the stats up, and seeing almost every state represented is just humbling. It's humbling to say the least. But to see these guys come behind us that have this professional background and they're like, hey, make a tweak here. You know, if you can slow this down a little bit or pick this up a little bit, you know, I think that's just going to provide better quality content for our listeners. And that's what it's about, is getting you the best of the best. But we got started, and you have to get started to do that, whether it's in your land business or your podcast or whatever that is.
Yeah, no, and it's not easy to do that. Like, I appreciate you saying I put some time into this, because I was stressing so hard, but I knew if we waited to learn everything, then we would be a month behind. And we had set a goal for ourselves. Hey, let's be on iTunes or Stitcher, where we're going to be by January 1st. I think we only missed that by 2 days.
No, I think we were Stitcher like on the 2nd or the 3rd, and then iTunes followed up 3 days behind that. And man, it's been great to see the reaction to people, that the DMs, the messages, the consulting clients coming through. You know, you hear some people say that there's a community behind you, and you have these people that are at the meetups, the REI meetups, and they're handing out business cards. They haven't done a deal. They've been there 3 years. Our goal is to get that person, and within 10 minutes of talking to us, we've got something out going for them. 15 minutes of talking to us, we're ready to go. They listen to a couple of our shows, and they say, hey, you give me the confidence to actually do this, and we're gonna fail forward together if that's what it takes. We take a little bit of the risk out because of our experience. But in any new endeavor, like we see on this podcast, we see that you have to just get started.
Yeah, I think it was that kind of built-in listeners that we knew we were going to have from the consulting and from the meetups and everything that we're involved with that had me laying up at night. Just like, I couldn't sleep the first week. Dude, I was so like, I wasn't embarrassed, but I was like, man, this isn't.
It's not right.
Yeah. That's the thing. And I think that a lot of people are going to experience that, right, when they get to their business, because they're going to be like, well, this isn't right. I'm nervous. Can I put this out there?
Yeah. And that's, you know, you nailed the point. You know, we got some of the feedback we got on our first shows from some of our listeners is, hey, why is the intro music so loud and then y'all are so quiet? So I've got to listen to the intro and then crank it up so I can hear y'all. And then some of it you can't hear. And I'm like, we're working on it. You know, we just wanted you here. I said, what'd you think of the content? They're like, oh man, it's great. You know, it's transparent, and you've simplified it to a point where I feel like I can go out and do this today. Like, I'm ready to go. What do I need to do? And I'm like, what? Pick county and mail. You know, all you got to do is pick county and mail. That's the cool thing about it. We all, Adam's a busy guy. He's got his phone going off on us on a Sunday morning. The dude's always working. It's amazing to see that. You know, it's I was up late last night and this morning getting land contracts signed back on some properties. And it's, you know, so if you hear a phone go off in the background, don't worry about that. We're here to have a good time. We're here to get our content out, share our experiences with y'all. And we're going to let you know, we're giving you that permission that it's okay to fail on your first attempt. How many mailers have went bust for you, Adam?
Thousands. When I first got started.
Thousands of mailers. You didn't send 1,000 mailers in the bust. How many, like, grouping of mailers, like counties did you mail to that went bust?
Well, that's kind of the thing. When I first got started, since I didn't know exactly what to do, I came up with this grand plan that I'm going to send like 1,000 offers a month. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't really figured out pricing.
Okay.
And so I sent out, I think I told you with Apache County, that was a small one because I didn't have any money. But once I got my first sale and I had money to reinvest, I sent over 1,000 offers and I priced it completely wrong. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at what I did wrong because I'm an analyst. So I like to measure everything. I adjusted from there. And so realistically, probably only busted on one.
Yeah.
One big one.
Yeah. So and for me, we went the first county, we hit a home run, just knocked it out of the park. And you're like, oh, yeah, we mailed a bigger set of property on that county, knocked it out of the park. Then we were cocky. We said, we got this, you know, and we busted on two counties, but we sent three counties on that mailer, but we had one county that actually hit something. And then we had to look at our business and say, hey, what can we do to better? And it's a feedback loop. That's the getting out there and trying. And then we dialed in what our pricing methodology would work, and it's exponentially grown from there. There's a bakery here in Fort Worth called Busy Bees. It's a small mom and pop shop. It's been in Fort Worth since the 50s, and it just got bought out about 5 years ago from this couple that came from California. And I asked him, I was talking to him yesterday, and asking, hey man, how's it going? Are you enjoying it? Are you glad y'all moved from California here to Texas and opened this business? He's like, man, it's great. He goes, I'm my own boss. I get to do what I want to do. And since he owns a bakery, he can bet. He goes, I don't make the food unless I would eat it. You know, and that's, he says, sometimes it comes out like crap. But other times it works out perfectly. And he goes, but the good thing about this, and we both agreed, is that when you own your own company, when it is land, when it is a bakery, when it is a whatever you do, consulting, podcast, your imagination's your limit. but you have to get started. You have to keep moving forward. You have to try.
Yeah, and I think that'll come in phases too, because you're going to be nervous about the first time you send a mailer. Did you pick the right county? Did you price it right? But then once you get it done, it's actually out there, and you start getting calls, you're going to be nervous to answer the phone. You're going to be nervous to call the people back. Well, we talked about this last time, or last week, was like, just pick it up. And if you're super nervous, just kind of be quiet and let the person talk to you. But regardless, you're calling them and you're learning how to talk to them. You're learning how to build rapport and you're getting better each time.
Yeah. No, we had, Plum added one of our transaction coordinator on, and you know, she's got her first couple clients that they've got their first couple properties going through escrow right now. And she's starting to build ads for them. And she also runs my little eBay side of our business, and she's got our next 2.5-3 months worth of properties for eBay lined up. And, you know, now it's like second nature, and she's like, I'm going to slow her down. I'm like, whoa, you know, cause she got started. She didn't know anything about land when she got started. We went through the training with her, walked her through a couple of deals. She has some questions now, and she's rocking and rolling. I would see her in 6 months not being a transaction coordinator for us, but being a full-time investor. And that's that, just trying to make it a little bit easier for yourself, making it a little bit better and moving forward every time.
She just got started right at the new year.
Yeah, we started a week before Christmas. She came and met with me, then the holidays hit. And we interviewed 2 weeks before Christmas. She worked the week before Christmas. And then now we took the week off between Christmas and New Year's. And she's been here hitting it every day, whether she's working with me or remotely.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's awesome to see. So, you know, I often think about how to like simplify stuff. And my biggest, I don't know if it's a good trait or a bad trait, but it is a trait regardless, is I like to oversimplify stuff. And when you think about real life things that you do that kind of, you know what it's going to be the outcome, you know that maybe this or that. Here in the South, every kid, I know every boy has grabbed an electric fence once. And we've all done it, and we've all been shocked. We know what the outcome is going to be, right? You're going to grab it, and you're going to be nervous about it, and you're going to get shocked, and you're going to go, well, I'm alive. That wasn't that bad, you know? And chances are you may do it again. You may not, but you're going to be smarter about it when you climb over that fence or you see that wire. You're going to look at it a little bit better. So that's what this is all about. You know, failing forward, it's not perfect. That done is better than perfect is looking and just grabbing that fence once, let it shock you. Now you have that knowledge. You just keep rocking and rolling.
How many times have you grabbed
them? Probably like 4 or 5.
Oh, wow, slow learner.
Yes, no. We remember Kenzie. She was a dog we just had. We had to put her to sleep. She was 15 years old, and dog was like Houdini. And the only thing that would keep her in the fence was a 10-mile cattle electric fence around the base of our fence, so she couldn't get under the wood and break it out. And you're fixing the wood and you're leaning down and she runs up to play with you and you bump your shoulder into it. You get shocked a couple times.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's not like you're walking up and just grabbing it.
No. I mean,
well, you probably have.
Twice.
Yeah. Twice.
Twice. That's life, you know? And I think the big thing is we all need to have that feedback loop. And we do a real good job about that. So we know it's sometimes it's not perfect. And this show is a perfect example of that. I hope you can hear it in the quality of the sound as you listen to this episode. That getting it out there to get you the content, we will get better every time. And as we grow and evolve, you know, it's not about just sitting there, because time is a currency, believe it or not. And we only have so much time, and it has to compound. So the quicker you can get something started, the more you can compound it in the long run.
Absolutely.
Have you ever thought about, like, you know, those people, because we both sold insurance or took stock, You took the Series 7, didn't you?
I did take it. Yeah.
So when you go through those and the guy's like, oh yeah, they're trying to sell us on annuities, you know, if you're annuity and you started at this point, you could have done this. And now we look back at being 36, 37 years old, and we go, hey,
well, I'm 36.
I'm still 36. Yeah. My birthday's coming. It's a couple weeks. Yeah. It's a couple weeks. Happy birthday, Justin. Happy birthday. But it's if we would have started here, and that's what you say, hey, if I would have known this, I would have started earlier. And that's the goal. We want you to get past that mindset. We don't want you to come back at 36 and say, if I started this at 18, you know, whether that's the $5 a week into a savings account or $50 a week into a savings account, whatever that looks like, if it's your land investing business, because the time you sit waiting for it to be perfect is less time you can compound that bankroll.
I think that is a very good point. Like, don't get weighted. Yep. Don't get weighted. Did that even make sense?
Don't get weighted. I like it. Don't get weighted.
Hashtag don't get weighted.
Hashtag don't get weighted. Tag us in your bio that shows you not getting weighted.
Okay, you want to?
Yeah, let's go over the bullet points. I'll let you start them off.
All right. Well, I think there's not many bullet points to go over. I think the main one is just
get going.
Get going. Yeah. Don't wait until it's perfect to get started.
Yeah. Even if it's grabbing two headsets and plugging it in and realizing it doesn't work, run to Guitar Center
and fail forward.
Fail forward. And that's get that mailer out. Put a price against it. You know, I will add one more quick story from a consulting call this week. Guy, he's like, Justin, I really messed up this mailer. What do we do? And I said, well, that's not the place we priced. And he's like, I know, I just wanted to get it out there, so I followed what we talked about. And I said, okay. I said, well, did you do this step? And you can see he missed a step in it. And it put his offer about $200 too much per acre. And it's not horrible. And I said, he's like, I just wasted $1,000. And I was like, no, a property will come back. Yeah. You'll get to look at it and we'll walk through it and we'll find it. And said, it's not going to be a super high profit property, but you'll get your money back. So.
Well, I think especially in the price range y'all are looking, right? Well, $200 really.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. We're going to salvage it, but he's nervous. It's his first big mailer.
I understand. All right, we done?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just listen up, guys. We've only got one more episode before the free land giveaway. So make sure you're getting your submissions, Justin. It's real easy. All you got to do is go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us and like, rate, and subscribe to the show. Then take a screenshot, send it to Justin@PlumInvestmentGroup.com. Also, make sure you're following us on Facebook or Instagram at Casual Fridays REI. We're pretty active on there, so reach out if you have any questions or you want to hear us talk about anything. And that's it. We'll be back Wednesday, guys. Y'all have a good week.
Thank you.